You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Rocktober time on IRC FM. Welcome to Rocktober, week two. Where October becomes Rocktober. IRC FM, channelirc.com, channelirc, Australian for quality podcasts. G'day everyone, I'm IRC and welcome to this episode of IRC FM, my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. This is episode 109, cranking Rocktober for the second week of Rocktober. We have a great range of music coming to you today. Some you might call rock, some you might not. Some of them are a bit more mellower than others. All of the music today comes courtesy of Aerial Publicity. And we're going to kick it off with this song called Girlfriend by a band called Icky's Ego. I wonder if that was named after the ghost monster in Pac-Man. I'm not sure, let's find out. Icky's Ego is the ambient, hard-hitting rock collaboration of LA-based musicians David Croco, Celia Scott, Fellow Braithwaite, and Vrennie Van Auslandy. There we go. The band spends their daylight hours sequestered in the Hollywood Hills. Oh, bad place to be sequestered. With producer extraordinaire Brian D. Harden investigating sonic landscapes and mental meltdowns. At night, the band performs throughout Southern California, and some of their other musical loves and influences include the Beatles, surprise, surprise, Bjork, Led Zeppelin, Prince, PJ Harvey, The Doors, Jeff Buckley, Beck, Public Enemy, David Bowie, The Police, and Pink Floyd. So let's hear from Icky's Ego now with this song called Girlfriend. Take it away, Matt Stevens.
Girlfriend, I'm not your girlfriend. Just because we did that. I don't want to hear you calling on the telephone. How come I see you everywhere? Don't you have a home? You know I have my way with brothers like I have my way with you. So don't make me say it's on, cause I really don't want to be mean to you. See, I can't. We'll be right back. good times, baby. You know you're looking even better when you're walking away. And I can't love with that secretive fantasy. Yes, I can.
That was 10 Year Vamp with their song Never Know. 10 Year Vamp, they've definitely had a great career spanning over many, many years. As a matter of fact, they've played on the same bill as bands such as Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, Finger Eleven, Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Natasha Bedingfield, the Stone Temple Pilots, Simple Plan, Metro Station, Nickelback, Three Doors Down, Moby, and a lot more. They've definitely played with a lot of quality artist. 10-year Vamp, they've got an interesting story in relation to how they're getting their music out there. Their guitarist Mark Rose explains, quote, "We had a crazy idea. We thought, why not have our fans become the record company? We had 60 people give us anywhere from $25 to $2,000. We then put 80 songs up on a website and let our fans choose the 12 songs that would go on the album. The crazy idea worked, and their fans are now more motivated than ever to keep the 10-year Vamp and to help them become the next big thing." Quote, "Each owner will receive their fair percentage of album sales based on how much they invested." And they also voted on the cover as well. The group has been credited by Forbes, CNBC, Yahoo, AOL Money and Finance, the Columbia School of Journalism, and countless other news sites as completely reinventing the way that records are sold, marketed, and recorded. They're based in Albany, New York, where they've been voted the best rock band in the Metrolands Reader's Poll for the 6th year in a row. And you can certainly see why. We're going to go on to our next band now, called Ironwood Rain, and we've certainly had a lot of rain here at the Channel X studio over the last week. With varied backgrounds in progressive rock, acoustic songwriting, and jazz rock covers, Ironwood Rain offers our music acoustically so the passions of the players and not the expression of electronics can honestly speak the tales of life, love, death, humour, addiction, heartbreak and happiness that are at the heart of our music. And so we're going to hear some Ironwood Rain now. Of course, with rock music, there seems to be a wide definition of what is exactly rock and what isn't. And so we'll let you decide. This is Ironwood Rain with Fly To You. Episode 109 of IRC FM Rocktober, baby.
A warm wind blows, but the clouds above my heart remain tossed like the tempest in my thoughts. Miles, loneliness conspired, but my sails caught the wind. They will take me home to you, no more apart. I'll fly to you. I'll fly to you. Love. And last night, the moon sang to visit on the above. I sang along, singing like Paloma, the triumph of the dove. The thought of you in my arms, I would long to join your love. I'll fly to you. Back in Burlington, a couple miles off my road. So I'll come to you on Sunday. Let nothing interfere. Been hanging around for so long, just to fly to you. Colorado
skies behind a pretty lights. Got Kansas fields below my feet, miles of fading fast. Sun sets and I see a smile right up inside my heart. No, I'm not the church type, but still I pray just a little thanks to God. I'll fly to you.
Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band
Emerald.
And you're listening to ERK FM.
Jesus, I tried to stop you screaming. I can see the old way to the end of the wall.
Oh, yeah. That was rock, folks. That was rock. That was an Emerald double shot with that song you just heard, Overkill. And before that, we heard Make It Alone in an Emerald double shot. We had Emerald on the show on Irk FM episode 54. And I also interviewed a couple of the members of the band way back on Irk FM episode 73. If you go to irkfm.com and click on interviews, you will find out all of the interviews I've done, including Emerald. They certainly do rock. Before Emerald, we heard from the On Fires with their song Hotel Room. Haven't spent much time in a hotel room this year compared to last year, that's for sure. But it's always interesting to spend time in different hotels and housekeeping. The On Fires come to us originally from Melbourne, and I played them also on episode number 7 of Insomnia Radio Australia. Marty and Max form The On Fires. One of their favourite descriptions is from a journalist in Melbourne who declared after seeing a show, quote, "You're like the bastard love child of the B-52s and the Sex Pistols." Other comparisons, I should say, have included Flaming Lips, Blondie, Stereophonics. They've had a mega year. They've spent 10 months on the road, starting touring in Europe. And they have done many, many shows overseas. And they've performed throughout most of Europe and also in the US as well. Their European and their US fans call their music Kangaroo Punk, which is very, very appropriate indeed. And you can hear more information about The On Fires on episode 7 of Insomnia Radio Australia, australia.insomniaradio.net. Great things are happening over at Insomnia Radio. And there's even a 24/7 live stream of the best music that you've never heard. So we will go from The On Fires, who are certainly on fire, and we'll go to our next act, who quite graciously have got in their bio how you pronounce their name, and that's probably one of the biggest problems that I do have with some bands and how they expect their names to be pronounced. The name of the band is pronounced Ikora. They are a diverse tapestry ranging from heavy guitar-driven rock to dreamlike soundscapes of piano and acoustic guitar. Their live shows are raw, energetic and natural. No gimmicks, nothing contrived, just three friends doing what they love and playing their hearts out. Ikora means veins of light and refers to the vast, limitless potential that exists in all of us. So let's hear a bit of Ikora now with their song called Lunafire.
Mad walls with fools' guards, hearts old
Insomnia Radio Australia. Listen to the best Australian music that you've never heard. From Perth on the west coast to Sydney on the east and all points in between. Rock, country, jazz, metal, it doesn't matter if it's Australian, you'll hear it. Insomnia Radio Australia.
So far, and there's a lot to come. Feel the time inside, it ain't over yet.
Get for living, breathing. down straight and never sell your soul. Have some patience, you will win control. Learning how to let go.
Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Good day, mates. How you going? I don't do that very well. Anyway, this is Justin Wayne, and you're listening to IRC FM at IRCFM.com.
Yo estoy borracho. A mí mi corazón no quiero aprender ejercicios del sol. Cuando voy a mi casa, mi vecino va a marcar y mi Joana, ¿por qué enojará? Joana está a la puerta y me sangre el suelo. Pobrón, tu gringo no escriba palabras de español, pero cuando estoy borracho, solo quiero tu amor. Tú eres una bruta, Joana at the door. Joana está a la puerta.
Thank you. My name's Matt Stevens, and you're listening to ERK FM.
If you want to say something to me, why can't you just dial 123? I don't like reading words in 2D. When did you become so adverse to speaking?
That community service announcement was called Stop Texting Me. Oh, hang on, it's not a community service announcement. It is a song called Stop Texting Me by Split. And before that, we heard from... Who did we hear from before that? We heard from Emmett Swimming with their song Joanna at the Door. And before that, we heard It Happens by Rausch. A great song there. First heard that song on the Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. Split or the band Split? Let's tell you a little bit about them, shall we? We shall indeed. Unimpressive, the debut album by Chicago Split was recorded in a basement in Rogers Park over the course of 3 Mondays. Between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. as not to annoy the neighbours. Split met in 2009 and bonded over a mutual love of bacon and beer and swaggering, sweltering indie rock. Split list among their influences such 80s legends such as the Jesus and Mary Chain, Husker Du and Echo and the Bunnymen, and 90s alt-rock hero Superchunk, Pavement, Stone Roses, and Swerve Driver. Unimpressive include songs about infidelity, codependency, insecurity, defeatism, availability, transportation, sex, texting, probably sexting as well, sex and drugs. And they've played in many Chicago venues as well. Prior to that, we heard from Emmett Swimming, who are a rock band from Fairfax, Virginia, that was formed in 1991 at the George Mason University. The name Emmett Swimming is a misspelled reference to Emmett Till, who died after being shot and thrown into a river. Nice. Emmett Swimming is also the name of an early song that they wrote. And so that was Emmett Swimming. And before that, we heard Rausch. And he comes to us from Pennsylvania in the United States. At the age of 8, Doug Rausch was faithful to the piano. One day, as he was leaving for a lesson, his father slipped him a white unmarked envelope to hand to the teacher. After arriving at her studio and following his dad's instructions, he eagerly, thank you, that's almost as hard as effortlessly, isn't it, Judy? Where was I? Yeah, he followed his dad's instructions. He eagerly climbed onto the bench and tossed his book open, ready to play. The practice week had been less than perfect, but he didn't feel like that should hold him back in any way. Today he would learn the key of G. Quote, "It says that you're quitting," she blurted out. He did not quit. He has been studying, writing, practicing, performing, and otherwise living music ever since the day his parents all but wrote him off. This obsession recently landed him a degree from the prestigious IESA College School of Music in New York, where he won recognition as a concerto competition finalist. So that's cool. And he's got a range of influences, including Pink Floyd, Queen, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Beethoven, Aerosmith, and a lot more. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at channelwork.com, episode 109 for Rocktober, and check out all of the artists. Click on the links, find out more about them, listen to some more of their music, purchase some music, watch some videos, and if you do interact with them on the social networks, don't forget to tell them that Irk from Irk FM sent you. Let's continue now with some more music, and we're going to hear from Johnny DeMarco, who is a singer-songwriter who understands the value of a well-crafted song. He's from Vancouver in British Columbia in Canada, one of the few places in Canada that I actually went to last year. Well, I sort of got thrown off a bit about the place after I was nearly arrested trying to enter there. Be it a ballad, song track, a soundtrack, or a rocker, Johnny's powerful melodic anthem-orientated, radio-ready songs are jam-packed with attitude, honesty, and integrity. His intent on creating a catalogue of timeless musical works that address themes of love, loss, hope, and moving on are evident and reach out to people from all walks of life. So let's reach out to Johnny DeMarco and show him some love, shall we, on this episode of Irk FM. This song is called Need You Tonight.
Lost my grip on reality, yeah. Oh. good speed. I like 80.
Coming soon, Channel Lurk presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AmomentInTimeNovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. AmomentInTimeNovel.com. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that, or some rock. It could be dance, it could be metal, it could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed, every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Now we've added 24/7 strain, insomniaradio.net.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny, and you're listening to the IRC FM. I'm taking photographs. It's not too
late. G'day, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and you're listening to IRC FM, top station and a top man. You can find me at craigmorrisonmusic.com. Check it out.
I see us kissing in the rain.
Stars in the U.S. of it. Credit cards and gas guzzling cars on the interstates. Everybody's got a mobile, you can go wild in the U.S. of A. Got hip-hop, rock and roll, jazz, blues and soul in the U.S. of A. We'll be right back.
Lee from Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
That song, rather appropriately at the end of the episode, was called More Than the End by Second Dan. And Second Dan is the second Australian artist that I have played on this episode of IRC FM. The lead singer, who is conveniently called Dan, was born in Melbourne in Australia. And I'm pretty sure I have featured Second Dan on Insomnia Radio Australia. I know that I have featured them on IRC FM before. But Dan and the band, they now call New York City home. Prior to that, we heard from Mike Stout with his song called Back in the US of A. And sometimes I definitely wish that I could go back into the USA, but we've got something possibly planned for next year that's going to even be bigger and better than that trip, I think, next year. Now, Mike Stout comes to us. He was born in Kentucky, made his way to New York City, and began his musical career way back in 1968. I wasn't even born then. Playing his original protest songs. In a search of a steady living, he moved to Pittsburgh in 1977 to become a steelworker. Elected as the union's head grievance man, he used his guitar, voice, music and lyrics to rally his co-workers at union meetings. As grievance chairman, he fought to win more than $10 million in lost wages, severance pay, pensions and unemployment benefits for 3,000 displaced workers. Might have a job for you, Mike, if you come to Australia, who knows. Anywho, you can go to the show notes and find out more about Mike and all of the other artists that we have featured on this second week of Rocktober. Way back from the start, we heard from Icky's Ego, 10 Year Vamp, Ironwood Rain, The On Fires, a double shot from Emerald, and then we heard from Ikora, Roush, Emirates Swimming, The Band Split, or Split depending on what website you read, Johnny DeMarco, Second Dan and Mike Stout. All of the music, with the exception of Emerald, was supplied courtesy of Aerial Publicity. Emerald appear courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. All of the music on IRC FM is either supplied by the artist or with various agreements with various music content providers. All episodes of IRC FM and Channel IRC are licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music is played with various agreements. Don't forget, you can check out the rest of the programming on Channel IRC by going to channelirc.com. We have some rock on Blast from the Past tomorrow on Saturday, keeping up the Rocktober theme, and another play for Foundry Road. I saw them in a performance last Saturday night. You'll hear more about that on Blast from the Past. Suffice to say, Foundry Road, you rock not only in person, but also on your in your studio, on your CDs. And on Judy's Blast FM on Sunday, where my mum Judy discovers that there's more to music than country and or western, we go and do some Afro-popping. Yes, Afro-pop. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are from Africa. Anywho, I'm Erk. I hope you enjoyed the wide range of rock on this episode of Rocktober, the second week of Rocktober. And next week, we are going to crank the volume up to 11, where we bring you some metal. So don't forget to crank your volume up to 11 for next week's episode. I'm not exactly sure how you do that on an iPod, and Judy will probably need to crank hers down to about 6.5. Anywho, until next week, I'm Erk. Thank you for listening, and as we always say here on Channel Erk, Channel Erk is Australian for Quality Podcasts. Good night, Interweb. The bed music and the current theme of IRC FM is by Matt Stevens, Burning Bandstands.